I'm violinist Catherine Vodopek, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Daniel. I play the piano, and I am 9 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Daniel. That was Kids Commuter Daniel playing our Kids Commute theme on his piano. If you would like to be featured on the show, we would love to have you. You can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, hi there, Kids Commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Sleeping Beauty Week. Sleeping Beauty Ballet is something you can see in person on Saturday at Winterlochen, and we'll remind you again how to see that after the music today. Let's continue the story of the ballet. So yesterday, Aurora had her big birthday party. She danced with handsome princes, but the whole thing was ruined by Carabosse in disguise, who brought a spinning wheel. With a spindle, Princess Aurora pricks her finger on it and, as the Lilac Fairy promised, did not die, but fell asleep for 100 years. The Lilac Fairy decides to help by making sure that every single person in the castle is also asleep for 100 years. Then she makes a bunch of vines and thorns and things grow up around the castle to keep it safe. Fast forward 100 years! A handsome prince is going hunting through the forest with his friends, and he falls asleep. The Lilac Fairy appears to him in a dream, asks him, "Have you found true love?" He says, "No." She says, "Well, get a look at this." And she shows him a vision of Princess Aurora. So the two of them meet in a dream, and they dance together. Now that they've met, and apparently like each other a lot, the prince is absolutely determined to meet and marry Princess Aurora. With the Lilac Fairy's help, he's able to beat all of Carabosse's wicked minions and cut through all of the vines and thorns, finally finds Aurora and gives her a kiss, and she wakes up. So we'll hear some very triumphant and exciting music today as the prince fights his way through the castle and then finally wakes up Aurora with the kiss. This is the finale to Act 2 of the Sleeping Beauty Ballet by Tchaikovsky. This is performed by the Czechoslovak Philharmonic of Košice.
Thank you.
And there you have it. With that big giant gong, the prince kisses Aurora, and she wakes up. Oh, it's a good thing they met earlier in a dream from the Lilac Fairy, or that might have been a little awkward. Andrew Mogrelia conducted the Czechoslovak Philharmonic of Košice. Now, as you would expect, after that big rescue and everything, the prince and Aurora decide to get married, and guess what? We're invited! We'll get all dressed up and go to the wedding tomorrow. Now, kids commuters, you really are invited to the wedding, and you can see it for free on Saturday at 2 o'clock in Corson Auditorium as part of Winterlaken. And I hope we'll be seeing you sooner than that, because we'll be holding our Kids Conduct workshop from 11 to 11:20, and again from 11:30 until 11:50. And that means that you get to stand in front of the orchestra, and Dr. Leslie Dunner will teach you how to conduct, and you can make the orchestra do your bidding for just a few minutes. So again, meet us at Winterlaken. Everything starts at 11, and you can see Sleeping Beauty at 2 o'clock. Do not miss it. Go see it. It is such a beautiful ballet. The wedding is really fascinating. Go. Now, tomorrow, it is Aurora's birthday. You know, tomorrow, it's the wedding, so we'll all go get married. That's it for today's Kids Commute. Have a gorgeous day. I'm Kate Botello. Bye.
Interlochen Public Radio.
It's 12 minutes now before 8 o'clock. Music next from Johann Melchior Mölter. This is the Clarinet Concerto in D major. Paul Angerer conducts the Southwest German Chamber Orchestra of Pforzheim.